Welcome to the doghouse.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Phil, I thought we were just doing the preview. We weren't going to be doing this.
No, we're going right into the show.
Oh.
But I thought we weren't live streaming the show.
We're not live streaming the show. I turned that off.
Okay.
Red light's gone.
Okay, just so you know, that's what I'm looking at it up there. So.
Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3.
I didn't know we were going right into the show. You completely caught me off guard.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
He got me too.
He cheated.
I turned the mics off and I was like, mics is hot. Let's get rocking.
Okay.
Woo! Wow. Space Mountain, baby.
Well, welcome to the doghouse.
Space Mountain. Whoa.
Not live on Facebook.
Not today.
Yeah, we're trying something new because we tried something new.
Oh, no, we're actually trying something old.
We're trying something old and recycled. Old.
We're recycling something old because we didn't like something new.
Next week, we're going to try something blue.
We're just lazy.
I don't know. We're stupid.
We're just lazy. We just can't. We can't.
Ignorant?
We can't. We, you know, come on. We're in show 391. We can only maintain things for so long, clearly.
Yeah, this is true. How did we make it past 200?
I have no idea.
I still look back at that.
It must be the sheer demand of our listeners.
So what you're saying is that saying is that we've been up for more than 4 hours, so now we got to go see a doctor.
That was Viagra?
Yeah, it was a bad joke.
It was a bad joke.
I'm totally not even understanding.
Warren, keep your day job.
We've been around for more than 4 hours.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Oh, wow.
I think we got it.
No, I don't want to get it. I liked being confused better.
Yeah, okay.
I really do.
All right.
And the motorcycle world has done that to me this
week. Well, it just means that at any time we can be ready to do this show.
That is true. We hopped right into it.
We don't need pills.
That's right.
I got you guys going. All right. Apparently, I only said that in my mind.
Okay.
When I said, we'll do the preview and then dump right in when I start the music.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
You guys said, okay.
But we
were eating crappy wings, and Warren, those were crappy.
They were better.
I never in a million years thought I'd want to go back to the other place, but I want to go back to the other place.
Yeah.
At least we had a chance. I mean, although last week we did have one of the dumbest people ever waiting on us.
You had a dude. We had a dude.
And it was
time.
A dude, which is a double whammy no.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, I think we should go back there and be like, listen, we need somebody that if they're stupid, they at least are hot and female.
Yep.
Right? Because if they're dumb and male.
Well, that's why. You know, you guys make fun of me when I walk
make fun
in,
of you all the time.
When I walk in there and say, we'll take whatever table we damn well please and send us your hottest waitress.
That's true.
Except he never says that.
He never says that.
In my mind, I'm saying that every week.
I was the one where they were like, you can't sit there. And I was like, you know, Red Robin will let me sit wherever I want.
There you go.
Free plug for Red Robin.
Anyway,
and endless fries.
Warren, what are you going to talk about this week?
I'm going to talk about Dateline Trikes.
Well, somebody's going to start a business called Dateline Trikes and sue him.
Yeah, right. Or they already have.
Or they already have and they're going to sue us.
Is that all you're going to talk about?
Well, I might talk about something else. Depends on how much excitement we get out of this story.
Okay.
So, you guys have heard of the Morgan motorcycle /autocycle?
Yeah, but we're not getting into this right now. We got to take our break, right?
Got a car. Yes. We're not going to get into it right now.
Okay.
We're not talking about it right now.
It's too bad.
I'm all confused.
We have you all confused.
I'm going to talk about a witch doctor, and I'm going to talk about a new motorcycle helmet, maybe harder than Phil's head.
Wow, that's pretty impressively hard. I in the racing segment, we got to discuss the new World Superbike news. I'm thinking none of us do as good at drugs as the guys at Dorna.
Clearly.
I mean, they are just off the chart, brilliant with their drug use. I guess their penultimate drug before the straight heroin must have been meth.
I don't know.
Or mushrooms, right? Because they are.
I
tell you what, Phil. At first, when I first read the story, and you sent the link on
it. You thought it was spam. You thought it was a fake news story.
I thought it was a fake news
story. So did I. And I verified it like 6 places.
Yeah.
And then I went to worldsuperbike.com to see if, is there an April Fool's in France?
Yeah.
It's not April Fool's Day.
Right.
Like December, I don't know. It was almost like they were recreating the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Hey, if you'd like us to get back live on Facebook Live, go to patreon.com/NTN.
digging that music.
I made the mics hot again.
I'm digging that music.
All right. You want me to leave it up?
That's good music. And that's not even touching our new library of over 40,000.
Warren, I can pretend like I'm some of the other podcasts in the area and just leave the music up the whole time so that you can't just understand what we're saying.
Yeah, just talk over it.
Talk over it. Be like, shout, hey, whoa, what's up? What's up, D.C.? What's up? What's up, Manassas? What's up? What's up, Dateline? What's up? What's up, Dateline? What's up?
Yeah, Dateline, what's up? All right, so you guys have heard the Morgan Motors, right?
You racist.
Captain Morgan's?
No, he was talking about Morgan David Wine.
Morgan David Wine.
He was being a racist.
Racist.
The Morgan Motor, which they make several different cars. They've made a lot of cars over the years. They also make the trike. It has a two-wheel front trike.
With a steering wheel and two seats side by side, like the T-Rex, old.
Yeah, and it's an old style, and they have a V-twin motorcycle engine out front.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen them.
Air-cooled. Yeah,
they're
actually pretty cool-looking bikes, and you can do a hell of a donut burnout with those things.
Yeah.
Not the Morgans.
Oh, yeah. You can put a huge
donut. The T-Rex you can.
Same principle. You just
The T-Rex has a higher booster motor in it.
Yeah.
The Morgans have like a small double pump motor from the 60s. Maybe not the new ones. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know they have new ones. I think have S&S.
Okay. The old ones were like 0 to 60 in 12 states.
Well, that's true. That's true. And the bike I'm getting ready to talk about, or trike I'm getting ready to talk about, doesn't do much better. But yeah, I've did the burnouts with the Morgans. They will put a big donut down. Just like this, you know, maybe a little
Phil
bit slower.
Does that. Phil will do that too.
I never put a donut down. I eat it all up.
Well, this is the British automaker's first foray into the electric-powered market. They've been around for 107 years, which I didn't realize they've been around that long. And one of their first cars, in quotes, was a trike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is calling back to the 1909 model, which is the same one you see today with the air-cooled motorcycle engines. But instead of a motorcycle engine, they put an electric motor in it.
So there's no nothing sticking up in front of it.
Well, they put headlights and a little tiny grill on the front now.
Oh, I'm pulling that
up. And you see a picture.
You
see a picture of it. You're not?
No, I thought it looked cool with the V-twin out front, right? I mean, that was just like a sign of coolness.
Yeah, I thought that was sort of the signature of it.
Yeah, it was. Oh. But with the new one, they've got some headlights and a little tiny grill.
Yeah, we got a personal foul, unnecessary ugliness.
But the rest of it, from the grill back, is visually the same.
But that was like their signature thing, having that motor out there,
right?
Just hanging out there.
Well, you know, in the worlds of electric, you don't have the motor like that.
Yeah, wow. That is
such a letdown.
Now they say the focus of the car is going to be fun and excitement, not the Tesla style.
It better be fast, because I wouldn't want to be seen driving it.
Well, it's only got a 70 horsepower motor. That's not very much.
70 horsepower electric.
70 horsepower electric bike.
Okay, but you can't compare horsepower in an electric motor to horsepower in an internal combustion motor because number one, you have instantaneous torque.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
the
that's
horsepower
actually
is
probably
the same. They are direct comparisons.
Okay. You can't compare what it would be like to ride.
Output.
Yeah. What it would be like to ride in a vehicle powered by a 70 horsepower electric versus a 70 horsepower internal combustion.
Yeah, the internal combustion is more fun.
Oh, geez. You have instantaneous torque. You don't have the power curve that you have.
I will agree with that.
Okay.
So that's but it has a downfall in that, you know, because...
It's ugly.
Well, other
I mean, its biggest downfall is it's ugly.
Well, it's...
UGLY, it ain't got no alibi.
Yeah,
so if you put a fake V-twin out front, you'd be happy with it.
No, they should have changed the grill.
I don't like the way they changed the front of it. I think it is ugly.
It is hideous.
Yeah.
I'm ambivalent towards it myself. I don't dislike it.
I'm not sure
it,
what that word
like
means.
I don't dislike it, but I don't like it either. So it's in between for me.
It looks like somebody took, what was that, the Triumph that had the offset? No, it was the BMW S1000RR with the offset, with the round square headlight.
Yeah,
thing
and this
that
one's
I hated.
Like,
oh,
this one's
yeah.
like,
this looks like this, that, but
this,
even worse.
Yeah, this looks like they couldn't figure out where to put that third headlight, right?
Yeah,
so they
and,
stuck
and,
it on
and
the
and
side
what's
of
the piano,
grill.
The back part of the piano keys in it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah. I feel like I'm looking into a piano.
And I guess if you sat down in front of it,
why did they?
You could take
I don't
that.
Know why they did it like that. Why they have the headlight offset to the right like that. It is frigging ugly. Well, even without
that should be a big redneck light bar, like you buy at Tractor Supply.
Even without the light in
and
there,
some knobby tires,
the stupid thing looks like a soapbox derby racer.
Well, it looks like something been on the roads of England before World War One.
No, it doesn't.
The design is the coolness.
The exhaust going down the side was always cool looking on those things. Mm-hmm. You could burn your leg getting into it, right?
Like I said, internal combustion is cool.
Actually, you know what? You know what it needs? It needs a propeller on the back.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? It looks like it's a motor. It looks like it's a boat.
Yeah.
It looks more like a boat. If you took the wheels off the front, put a propeller in the back, you'd have a little runabout boat.
Yeah, no. it's not pretty.
Why don't you send
we have
that
a picture
idea.
Of this on our post?
No, I just gave it to him for free. It's too late.
But if you email it to him, maybe you'll get credit. And then
if you
want to
see something ugly,
version,
if you want to see something ugly, go to our Facebook page. I mean, our website, ntnradio.com/doghouse. This week's post.
Look at this week's post, and you'll see how ugly it is.
You'll be like, my God, that's like.
Well, the good thing about it, since you dislike the looks of it so much, they're only going to produce 19 this year.
Thank God. Please don't ship any here.
What's the range on this thing?
150 miles.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad.
For two-seater.
It's not too bad.
But it probably doesn't go fast enough to people. I mean, what if your friend saw you in it, right? It's like a fat chick.
I'll bet you it's faster than the V-twin powered Morgan.
I'm sure.
I bet you it's faster off the line, but I don't know if it's any faster.
A top end?
Speed, yeah.
Well, top end is all dependent on gearing, so you can't tell anything from that. But I'm sure it's faster off the line. And that was one of the problems the old Morgan had, was it was a dog off the line.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Especially you put somebody my size in it, like man size.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I could imagine like little kids like you, it probably wasn't bad. You put somebody like me in it, and it was like...
I appreciate the compliment.
No problem.
Well,
I think Ken's dying.
Like I said, they're only going to produce 19 of them. And the price, I thought,
I don't even
was
want to
not
know,
unreasonable for something that's a one-off.
And that ugly. And
something
that ugly.
That's only 19 off. It's $65,000.
Huh. $65,000. You know, I can get something much uglier for half that.
You can get a Tesla Model S, their new one.
Is that $65,000?
For about 65 to 70, somewhere through there, yeah.
You know, I can buy a Pontiac Aztec. That's just as ugly for like $8 on Craigslist right now. Hey, look, there's a Yugo. Oh, here's Craigslist. Dateline Yugo.
$16. Yeah. What was the one that was on Saturday Night Live? The Adobe.
Yeah, Adobe.
The Adobe.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that one. But
Adobe was a teaser on the Yugo, but it was a car made out of clay. Where they actually get damage to it, they just pat it out, right?
I think the best thing ever is one of the car magazines wrote a thing about worst cars ever, and they were like, the Yugo. Well, at least it had heated windows to keep your hands warm while you pushed it.
Right.
Well, despite this limited production run of only 19 vehicles, Morgan says that the electric cars are going to be part of its future, and they're investing $7.5 million in electric technology. And they even plan to build out a four-wheel version of their electric vehicle.
So, not that I have anything to do with antique cars, and I've never seen one before in my life. But why not retro the front of the three-wheel electric Morgan to look like the Morgan cars? The little coupes. Right? It would look better.
Well, yeah. I'm reading between the lines, and I think that's what the second car is going to be.
Well, yeah, it's going to be one of their coupes electric, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Which... If they do this to the front end, it's like, let's take the motor off and just leave a big empty space. There's nothing cool about the front end. And why do you need to take air in on an electric motor, that much air? Right? You don't.
It's just all it does is slow you down.
Yeah,
right.
We've got to cool those batteries, I guess. Depends on what kind they're building.
I don't know.
Now, they don't plan on making a lot of profit off each vehicle because when they get to the point where they have the two models, they don't expect to sell more than 50 each year.
That's helping the environment, right? I mean, we want to save the environment. We're going to build electric cars. Oh, we're going to build 50, right?
Well,
because there's only what, 7.3 billion people on the planet.
It's kind of hard.
And the Morgans appeal to only a select bunch of folks, really. I mean,
the ones who don't have any,
and they only build
the ones
about,
who don't have any taste,
and they only build about 800 cars.
The cars are cool.
The cars are
cool. The old trikes are cool. Yes. With the big V-twin hanging out there.
Well, they're different.
They're different.
I don't know if I'd say they're cool. I always thought I always thought it was a little retarded looking with the motorcycle engine sitting out front. But that
was its thing, though, right? I mean, it was like, you knew when you saw a V-twin sideways on a car hood coming by that either somebody was dead or a Morgan three-wheeler was coming up the road.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And... yeah, that's about all I got for it.
Warren's like, I want to get out of this conversation because Phil's an idiot.
I just can't believe that they want $65,000 for something that outrageously ugly.
Well, I remember looking at a Morgan trike one time and asked the guy how much he paid for it new. He only paid it for the motorcycle engine powered one.
Mm-hmm.
He only paid the $32 for it. So it's over twice the price for the electric version.
Wow. That's crazy.
Well, that's why they probably are only going to make 19 because they figure they'll only sell 12.
Yeah, they'll give one to Jay Leno.
Right.
Right, because that's the new thing.
That's what you got
to
do.
You give one to Jay Leno. Yeah, I'm just not impressed. That's ugly.
It is just plain out ugly.
Like, I don't even think you could dial that up by playing. Remember how sometimes people take their Morgans and they dial them up like World War II fighters or World War I fighters?
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't even look good on this.
No.
You might as well put, like, pictures of like Stevie Wonder on the side of Ray Charles and make it look like a piano.
And the worst thing about it is Morgans are known for having that old classic
look,
you know, the Morgan look, right? You know, look, the old roadster look, right?
Yeah.
And then they go and try to modernize it on the look of this one here, and it's like the complete.
It's like the Prowler.
It's like the Prowler, right?
Or the SSR, which I still love, right?
Yeah,
but the front is ugly as hell.
They completely missed the mark here. I'm sorry.
They did. I'm disappointed in Morgan.
Right. I miss the Morgan grill.
Yeah.
Well, my personal opinion is if they were going to go into the electrics, they should have went straight into the car and just skipped the trike completely.
And just made an electric powered car.
Well, they should have shot the lock off their wallet and made the trike more attractive.
Well, you
got
to remember, they don't have a very big wallet. Morgan's a small company. They only make 800 vehicles, well, and that includes the trike a year.
If you keep selling ugly for $65,000,
you ain't making 900 with that. I'll tell you, that's a damn show. That's a damn show, Ken. That's a damn show.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm talking like that right now.
I don't know. Because you're like, right now you got into the Foghorn Leghorn mode.
I did. It's a crappy chicken. I felt like I ate, what was the other, like a pigeon or something?
That's ugly.
That's ugly, son. I have absolutely no idea how long we got in this segment because we started weird and
we started at 5 o'clock on the dot.
Kinda.
No,
we did the Facebook thing, didn't we?
No, we started the show right at 5 o'clock on
allegedly.
The dot.
Allegedly. I'm not 100% sure. So
inside Phil's head, we started at 5.
I am going to apologize to our listeners. I am sorry that I'm the only professional in this group. That I'm the only one
professional
paid attention to our... We have a meeting before the
professional
show.
Professional means
normally
you get paid.
Normally, we go out and have... average food. Today we took a step back. Right? Sometimes we have good food, but that's usually only when Ken's not around.
I'm trying to expand your palate, and
yeah,
obviously,
but who's
going to
buy my toilet paper? Right?
It's not worth the effort.
I should charge you like $2 because that's why I go through.
I'm not
going to
need
paper.
To use toilet paper. I have a feeling everything's going to be coming out
fast. Right? There's going to be splash. Well, the toilet paper is the wipe the splash back. Right? Because there's no way that doesn't happen. Geez.
This show's gone downhill.
See what happens when I just try to help these guys out a little bit.
You know what?
Bit.
I'm going to push us out the break because we really need to go because we're heading down.
Yeah, you
down
really need to
path.
Go. The bathroom's downstairs. You better
I'm
run.
I'm not
going to
make it.
You better run.
I'm going right here, right now.
I'm putting all you wax rings
and
on.
And he's smiling like he's enjoying it, too.
Oh, it's nice and warm.
I just pee my pants. Sometimes I sit in my pee pants all day. Ken, when we come back, are you talking?
Maybe.
Maybe
I haven't
not.
Decided yet. All I'll right. decide after the break.
You know, we never know here on the Doghouse. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Welcome back to the Doghouse on NTNRadio.com. Make sure you check out our posts on the website. Again, that's NTNRadio.com. Go down to shows. Put a little pull down there, menu item in there.
Pick Recreation.
Recreation and then the Doghouse, because we're the only recreated show that's on the network.
We're
and check it out. We're
It's misleading, but it is, you know, we do put it in Recreation.
Why is that misleading?
Do you really think... Recreation is something you enjoy. Do you think they really enjoy us?
No, but motorcycles are considered something that people enjoy. This show is just something people tolerate. There's a difference.
You know, you did a real good job of bringing us back from potty talk into like sounding like a pro show.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I was like, wow, is this us?
That's what I do.
You're good at that.
Yeah. But anyway, so check out the show because there you'll see pictures that we put into each week's post.
Like the Morgan
check
trike.
It, like the picture of the Morgan and about... what I'm about to talk about, the story I'm about to talk about, and you really need to see the pictures to truly get the full experience.
The experience.
Yeah, which is so much better.
Dateline experience.
It's so much better than Facebook Live because you can't put the pictures up on Facebook Live, but you know we actually could. But that's a whole different thing. It's too much work. That would even be more work, and we're not good at work. That's just not our specialty here. Right?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to find that
distracted?
YouTube video.
Okay. But anyways, in all the years that we've been doing this show, I may have actually come across the strangest story of them all.
I find that hard to believe because I've been here. We had a guy put his head up a water buffalo's butthole.
Yep.
We had another guy who crashed into the bike, into a minivan, and the old guy drove home with him.
Yep.
Didn't even know he was there, and I was like, honey, I think I got to go back.
Had another guy die in poop.
Yep. Yes, that's right.
We had the Florida people that for 2 years they were getting naked and riding their bikes drunk all over Florida. Yep. I don't know what they had in the weed.
That's
down
not
there.
Strange.
Had a woman
see,
not having, anymore. A woman
that's not strange. That's Florida.
Single sex in Florida on her bike.
Yep.
In the driveway.
Not strange.
With kids watching.
Not strange.
I remember
Florida.
That one. I think it's
nothing. No story that comes out of Florida qualifies as being strange because Florida is strange.
Because Florida.
But this I actually think to me at least. Was the strangest story of them all, but like all good things, sometimes they aren't quite what they appear.
Like
never mind. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
Don't go there. Not tonight. I'm already in the potty.
Moving right along.
I'm on the curb. Like I'm like rubbing up against the curb all over the road.
All right. Well, this story came from Africa, where we have done some stories of bikers being eaten and never seen again.
Yeah.
But to me, this tops them all. It all started when a Kenya man asked a witch doctor to help him recover his stolen bike.
Which doctor did he ask?
The witch doctor.
Witch?
Who's on first?
The MD?
He's a witch doctor.
The dentist.
The witch doctor.
He's a gynecologist, right? He works on witches.
Witch doctor?
Oh.
But in the end, he did indeed.
It must be a proctologist because he said, but in the end.
Yeah, that's right. But in the end. Yeah, he did indeed get his bike back. But what happened along...
Then why are we picking on him, right?
I mean, that's right.
He's doing a hell of a lot better than a lot of people I know.
He's doing better than some police who don't ever get people's bikes back
that's
that are
right.
stolen, right? But what happened along the way is what makes the story unique. The witch doctor, who presumably went through a few other options before coming up on this particular and yet cunning plan, allegedly, which is our favorite word on this show...
Mm-hmm.
Penultimate
is. Allegedly is our most used word on this show.
Yeah.
Penultimate is by far our favorite.
Allegedly.
Good use.
He metaphysically used a large swarm of bees.
Did you hear that? He used the word metaphysically.
I'm the dog guy. Metaphysically means, I don't know what it means, but look it up.
Look it up. If you don't know what it is. Don't expect us to give you an explanation.
Ask our European to English translator.
Yeah.
Ask somebody. Go ahead.
You used a large swarm of bees that had begun to invade a local market and sent them to track down the stolen motorcycle instead.
He's like the bee whisperer?
He's a witch doctor. Ooh, come on.
Ooh, ching, chang, walla, walla, bing, bang.
The thief is said to have run off for dear life as the bees began settling onto the bars and tank of the bike.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the post.
Yeah, that's right.
It's actually pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. You got to look at the post.
You got to go to the post. That's what I told people. You got to go to the post because I had pictures from this one. The reports then go on to suggest that the bees also protected the bike from any further interruption for over half an hour until the owner could arrive.
I'm not going near any blue bikes for the rest of my life.
And when he arrived, he was able to get on the motorcycle and ride it home.
They left?
Yeah.
When he got there?
Well, the witch doctor was there.
Oh, yeah.
The witch doctor said,
drove him off.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And they flew away.
Yeah. Now, as cool as this all sounded, and who knows how the story...
This is where we need Kathy Lee Gifford to be like, believe it or not.
Yeah, right. It would seem that all isn't quite what it appears. According to a local website, and we know if you read it on the internet, it's true.
It's got to be true.
Abe Lincoln said that.
The swarm was merely an act of nature and nothing supernatural at all. The assistant police chief of the area said that the swarm arrived after the queen of the hive got stuck within the bike's handlebars.
Ooh.
Little suspicious, just after the witch doctor had sent the bees there.
He runs into the...
And it just happens to be on a stolen bike, and the queen's there.
So you think the witch doctor is in on this?
Well, you never know. But he's a doctor, or the police reports are false. I tend to believe the police reports are false. But here's the problem. In fact, a similar incident had happened just days before when another bike was covered in a swarm for over 2 hours. Methinks the witch doctor's got other people he's not happy with.
I guess so, right? I'm not messing with that guy, right? First off, he just found the queen out of the hive.
Exactly.
To throw onto the bike.
Right.
And he knew the bike was going to get stolen.
Right.
And it's not like it's a shiny new Harley, right? Or a custom bar trapper. I mean,
no, it's a,
I can see homemade sewing things in the seat. Yeah. Like, ooh, I mean, it's
with the guy, you know, probably all that guy could afford. But anyways,
and I still have no,
the question is, and Phil brought it up, and he's right. How did the queen get there in the first place?
Right.
How did the queen get from inside the hive? Right, because once they set up a hive...
Are bees migrating? Where was this?
Was
Africa?
Well, the queen stays in the hive unless the hive becomes...
So big, then they make a new queen, and the new queen flies away.
Right, right. Or something
or
happens.
Or Baloo from Jungle Book gets there, right?
Yeah, right.
I think how that works, right? I've seen that movie. Something tells me.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So I don't know if that's even possible for that to happen.
I think it's the witch doctor. I'm with you.
Here's my theory. The witch doctor is a beekeeper.
Okay. And he smears honey on motorcycles?
And he took the queen from the hive to the stolen bike, knowing that all the bees in that colony would follow the queen, would fly to that bike, and would swarm on the bike.
How did he find the bike? The only way he could do that is if the guy who stole it was in on it.
Well, oh, so you're saying to make himself look powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah, Phil's got conspiracy it. Ken.
Right.
You see, Warren, you're not thinking on the same level.
Yeah.
You're thinking like criminals. Ken is like conspiracy theory Ken.
Yep.
He's his own Barbie doll practically. It's like conspiracy theory Ken.
So in other words, he's just trying to...
He's trying to make everybody think he's got power.
Yeah.
Ken is.
Ken too, but the witch doctor. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I'm impressed.
I'm telling you what, I'm thinking about trying it this summer.
I would grab that queen bee.
I don't know that I'm going to use bees, though, because I get stung. I don't like getting stung. So I'm going to try it with something
else. You want to try with cows?
No, I'm thinking I'm going to find a stolen motorcycle somewhere. I'm going to, slobber all kinds of Alpo on it and see if dogs then start jumping on it and humping it.
Yeah, but then the guy who owns a motorcycle
will
punch
happy.
You in the face because some dog's humming because a mastiff is riding it like it's a hawk. Oh, hey, bada bing, bada bang.
Well, anyway, so this witch doctor, I think he had it planned out, and he made everybody believe. They all believed that he.
I believed it.
So, but it's a good thing he did not summon a herd of elephants. Right?
Yeah, right.
Or water buffalo.
Because that would be really bad. That'd been really bad. You know how long it would take to get all that pachyderm poop off a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Pretty bad stuff.
Or snakes.
Anyways, that's... Well, I love that story.
But you could have had a giraffe, because we've seen the video where the giraffe humping the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the witch doctor, too.
Well, we also had a story where elephants, remember, were trying to drive this guy in a motorcycle off the road. They were mopeds, and it pissed off the
elephant.
And
then we had the buffaloes. Remember the beefalo out by Sturgis?
That's right.
It was an elk, right? Was it an elk or a buffalo that chased those people down by Sturgis? What was that? Oh,
that was
House
elk.
Trivia.
That was
how you win one of Warren's crappy DVDs. tell us what it is, and the next time he gets a crappy DVD, we're going to bless you with it.
What do we give him when we say the inevitable, nah, that's not right, you're wrong?
Yeah.
We should know the right answer before we do that. All right,
that would help.
I'm going to squeeze one more story in before we go out to a break. Either of you ever heard of something called graphene?
Yes, I have.
I have
okay.
not.
Okay. All right. So, Warren, where have you heard of graphene?
I've heard about it for like the last 5 years.
Is it something from the military?
Well,
did you have like graphene underwear?
We did not have any graphene products, but it was a R&D stuff that I've heard about because I read science stuff, if you can believe it.
But I actually can't.
Long as it doesn't originate in Colorado.
The biggest thing about the graphene that I thought was the most coolest thing I've probably ever seen on a video was a guy had a wafer of graphene about the size of two silver dollars.
Uh-huh.
And he put an ice cube on top of it and then held the graphene with the ice cube on top of it over a Bunsen burner in the flame.
It didn't melt.
Did not melt the ice because the graphene just dissipates heat like nobody's business.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. It's very, very cool stuff.
Sounds like alien technology.
It's made up
of... It's probably from Area 51.
Is it from ancient aliens?
It could be.
We got to get Giorgio Tsoukalos on the show. Now.
Oh, God.
Call
aliens!
I bet you he'll come on the show.
Giorgio Tsoukalos will come on the show, I think.
He might. Yeah, he might.
If you don't know who that is, turn the show off, right?
We
don't.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
He's the guy that originated the good haircut.
Yeah.
Graphene is actually made up of a one-atom thick layer of carbon atoms linked together in a honeycomb pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Honeycomb's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it also happens to be the world's strongest material. Harder than diamonds.
Is it harder than a chastity belt? Doubt it.
No, I can get through those.
Doubt it. Doubt it. Like you're at a chance.
Yeah, they have keys. So anyway.
Guys, don't wear those.
Well, I'll dress different next week. But anyway,
oh, good God.
Oh.
Okay, but anyways, with that in mind, it's only fitting that someone has recently gone and actually used this material in a high-end motorcycle helmet.
That makes sense.
It may or may not.
Because this stuff is very expensive.
It is very, very expensive.
Yeah, but what's your life worth to you?
No, I'm talking about graphene is very expensive.
I'm going
to... What's your life worth to you? Being dead, you don't make no money.
You might be thinking a little bit differently than I am later in the story, but we'll see.
Okay.
This graphene helmet is a result of an 18-month collaboration between Italian luxury brand Momo Design...
Momo.
And the Italian Institute of Technology's Graphene Labs Division...
IIT. Momo.
Momo, we don't allow Momos in the studio.
No. We do, right. No, we don't. No. Although that meal may cause a few Momos coming
yes.
out. Yes. the Italian Institutes of Technology's Graphene Labs Division is a member of the Graphene Flagship Development Project, which is a big major project out there. Because graphene is so thin and...
How thin is it? Oh.
And relatively expensive to produce. The whole helmet isn't made of it. Instead, a coating of multi-layer graphene flakes is sprayed onto the outside of the helmet's shell. This takes place on an existing production line at a manufacturing plant in northern Italy. The main effect of adding the coating is an increase in the helmet's strength by as much as tenfold.
Wow.
As it
you could definitely go right through a water buffalo.
Yeah, right.
You're going to wreck that thing.
I think somebody should try it right into a...
Wreck them. Damn near kill them.
And the way it does that is it not only because it doesn't give it all the graphene, it distributes the force of an impact across a wider area. Because graphene, as Warren mentioned, is also an excellent thermal conductor, or thermal barrier, I guess would be more accurate, yes. Right?
Barrier. That's what I'd go with.
The coating helps to boost rider comfort by dissipating heat. So if you're out on a sunny day and you're wearing a helmet, less of that heat...
You're less sweating.
Less of the heat gets through the helmet. And generally, helmets' impact resistance are affected by heat to some degree.
Right, 'cause it breaks down the interior.
But this doesn't do this, right? Yeah. So this doesn't do it. So it's not affected by high ambient temperature. So if you live in Phoenix and you're riding all the time in 105 degree weather and things like that, and brutal sun, you don't have... it's going to be a lot more comfortable. This... a limited initial run of 3,000 graphene helmets is being produced for sale at the end of this year, which is now. A Momo design rep tells us they will be priced at approximately, and this shocked the heck out of me, about $260 U.S.
Wow. Because
very affordable. All right,
no. Okay. Time changes. I mm-hmm. saw that video, and I did some reading on graphene mm-hmm. 5 years ago or so.
Sure.
That wafer I told you about was $10,000.
Yeah.
So,
they say it's expensive.
So they've obviously done something to reduce the cost of production to the extent to where they can spend, or they're spending very little on the helmet.
I would hope so over 5 years that they've gotten the price way down, you would think, right?
You said
10,000 for the size of a wafer. Remember what they did with this is they're spraying flakes of it. Right, you don't know how tiny each of the flakes is being sprayed on the helmet. But let's just say that wafer was 10,000. If they had an order of magnitude reduction in that, then that wafer would be $1,000. Correct?
So,
yes.
Okay. So if they did that, how much could $10,000 worth of graphene produce of the spraying mixture? How many helmets could you spray with that? Right.
I just wonder how
the flakes could be almost microscopic in size.
Yeah, but at some point, I don't know enough about the science to know how they interlink with each other in the spray when it hits the helmet to give you that extra layer
of
protection.
Don't know. The company plans to expand its line of graphene-augmented helmets in the future and continue working with the Italian Institute of Technology on methods for adding graphene to the helmet's inner plastic materials as well. Now, here's the thing, okay? And this was my take on it. And Phil kind of brought it up when he said, like, how valuable is your head and all
right.
that?
I mean,
that, in the
when
case
I first
of the
started riding,
here,
I wanted to ride with, like,
not even $260 total.
Yeah, right.
So,
I mean,
but
I'm punting on life already.
But here's the question I have for you guys, and this is sort of an interesting one for you to think about. Is it possible that a helmet can be too hard?
Yes.
And fail to dissipate force and pressure of an impact by fracturing? You know, a normal motorcycle helmet in a heavy enough impact,
well,
the helmet will fracture
to absorb
on
some of the impact.
Exactly.
Well, here's what
this helmet won't.
Here's what I'm wondering, right?
Yeah.
And I unfortunately we'll have to find a test dummy, and by dummy I mean, you know, somebody
one of
we
us?
Don't like. I'd worry about a Dale Earnhardt scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Where your brain scrambles
yes.
inside the
right,
helmet.
Just, that's right. That's exactly what I thought when
I mean,
I was
reading that
this.
Would be the scariest thing. Or even worse, an idiot like me can come up with $275. You ever see that Kung Fu movie, The Kid with the Golden Arm? And they
yes.
had the guy, Ironhead, who would like run his head into walls and stuff. I could see me getting neck damage having a helmet like that
yes.
trying to run it into concrete.
Yep.
Woo-hoo, bam! You know,
hold my beer.
I'm going to brain myself against the wall when the line comes out.
Well, I'm just thinking that a medium-sized impact, since the helmet would not give at all on impact, if, like you said, first thing the brain will give.
Right, the brain's in fluid.
Right, and it's pretty much the consistency of scrambled eggs.
Yeah, except not as delicious.
Yeah, I would have to see some studies about this before. Because, one, I don't think... Again, I'd have to go back and reread the stuff I read about graphene.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that thin, even though it's very strong, you know, that thin of a layer, how much protection you're going to get? Is it really going to stop the helmet from breaking?
I believe so.
If
it's the hardest material, and if it's sprayed across the helmet in some concentration, I don't know.
I'm just not sure if you always want the helmet not to break.
Right.
True.
Right. Or even flex. On impact,
right?
Because I guarantee you they deform so much on impact. In fact, I've seen the tests where you can actually see the helmet
in the racing segment. I want to talk a little bit about McPhee there, the Moto 3 rider in Phillips Island,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, he kind of bounced on his head.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're going to have neck damage if the helmet doesn't give at least a little on that.
That's my thought. That was my thought
it
exactly.
It could be too. Take that technology... Mm. And put that so that, like, our U.S. soldiers can wear that stuff
out
to the field.
That's one of the things that they were looking
right,
at.
And that's why I figured you'd heard of it,
yeah.
right? Where they were doing that where it was, like, underneath their stuff so you could shoot them and our guys come home fine or blow stuff up. And it's like, ha-ha, don't give, you
yeah.
know. Like, I'm a badass out of, like, a mm-hmm. futuristic movie. I'm all for it.
The brain's a tough one, though.
The brain is tough.
The brain's tough because the minute you stop your skull... dead in its tracks.
The brain's still moving
inside.
The brain
continues to move. That's how you get concussions. That's how you get concussions, right?
This is why we have so many soldiers today with brain injuries is because our armor is so good that they'll survive. And the fact that you can get them to medical care so much faster with helicopters and other techniques, that, you know, they're surviving wounds that in World War II and even in Vietnam they wouldn't have survived with before.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I'm all for keeping riders and soldiers safe. Definitely, you know, definitely all for that.
Now, so I can see graphene long term, you know, from now, replacing leather on race suits.
Right, like a fabric graphene.
Because it's very strong and it's abrasion resistant.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can see that. The problem is, this is always the problem that you have with head injuries, and that is, how do you slow down
the brain
from an impact, slow down the brain, because it's always the brain striking the opposite side of the helmet,
The inside of the skull.
Right, that causes it, and you get all these little...
Maybe you need to coat your brain in graphene.
I did
like
see...
Wolverine.
Brain shock absorbers.
I did see, and I was getting ready to bring up seconds ago, a company who was experimenting with putting little tiny shock absorbers between the hard outer shell and the styrofoam layer.
Well, remember,
so that you would get
something that could absorb a lot of the acceleration.
Remember that helmet company? Oh, this was before Warren's day, but there was that one that made that like gel kind of helmet to absorb the impact. Remember, they made it look like a human skin, but it was more like pig skin. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
It had like a gel in it to take some of that, absorb some of that.
Don't remember that one.
Yeah, that was before. I mean, I think that was in Ken's office studio.
That was.
I mean, that was old school doghouse there. Oh.
Think it was called the Pocket Pal. Oh no, I'm thinking something else.
That's something else.
Well, the one helmet technology I'm going to take the show back up a couple steps here.
Please, it wouldn't be hard. There's not much slower.
There's one helmet technology that I thought had some big promise, but no one's ever seemed to do anything with it. And I think we may have talked about it on the show since I've been here, is where the helmet, if you had an impact, it would release a chemical agent which caused the helmet to get really cold on the inside to protect you from swelling immediately.
I don't remember that, but
so it was like a cold, you know, like those cold packs you break open and they get cold.
Yeah.
So it was, the lining had that in it, so that if you had an impact,
so you get a strong enough impact and die of frostbite.
Yeah. Well, you know, cold is like, I would rather have like a helmet that like had like a morphine injector in it, right? Like, oh, that's gonna hurt.
Well, I'm thinking, why don't they do something and make a motorcycle helmet liner that would be like an active airbag like system? That would inflate.
Well, I mean,
enough
they have the jackets
down.
That are like that.
Yeah, and try to try that for the lining of it. So, you know, with lateral.
Either lining. You could even have that on
force,
the outside.
Lateral force detectors that could say you get an impact and they immediately inflate in the area where they think you're going to, the brain's going to move into.
You know,
absorb some of that impact.
In car racing, they design the cars pretty much to come apart to take the impact.
That's why I thought when this thing would be so hard, it wouldn't, that you...
Like, if you had a helmet that hit the ground and kind of, like, exploded off, so that first, like, 70-mile-an-hour pop on the thing or 100-mile-an-hour pop...
The helmet blows up.
The helmet kind of blows up, and there's still a shell protecting your head from bouncing, but it takes the brunt of it. Might be even better. I think this is cool that it's hard like that.
I just worry about
the brain injuries. We have enough stupid people
on
this planet.
That's exactly
anyways.
What I thought.
Yeah, I think if the people from Momo hear this show, they should call us and come on the air and talk to us about it, because
or
this is interesting.
Or send us a promo girl.
Or that.
Right? A promo girl to
either
come
way.
In the studio. I really don't care
either
about
well,
having some nerd here in the studio going, oh, and...
Or take us to Italy and show us how it's done.
I would go to Italy for this and, you know, check out the chicks. I mean... The helmet and technology and stuff. That with a promo girl, right? Even for the Italy trip, gotta come with a promo girl.
Well, I just go to Italy. I don't care about the promo girl.
Well, you know, that's your own fault for being married.
Yeah,
not my fault.
Hey,
yeah, Warren.
I love my wife.
We know. We're sorry. We know,
but that's, you know.
You know she listens to the show.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm not welcome at Warren's house anymore.
They say variety is the spice of life. You know.
Yeah. Folks, we'll be right back in a few minutes. I'm going to end this right now before you get me in more trouble.
We're going to be talking about
the racing segment.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about World Superbike and how I just don't do enough. I saw a movie quote.
I think they're putting us on.
I can't imagine the riders are going to be happy with this. When we get back, we're going to talk about rearranging the grid for race two. And we're back here on the Doghouse.
Allegedly.
On NTNradio.com.
Allegedly, metaphysically speaking.
We never play the drum break on that song, so I wanted to play it today.
But we're going to have all kinds of new music coming.
Nude music? You bet.
All kinds of nude music.
You betcha. You betcha, pal. That's why we're getting rid of Facebook Live. No, I don't know what we're doing with Facebook Live. We don't know what we're doing with Facebook Live. We don't know what we're doing with anything.
If you got any ideas, send them to us.
Well, please, because you obviously respond to everything we ask you to do. That's me being a jerk, by the way. So there was some news in the motorcycle racing thing. Where's my news thing?
Nothing like being prepared.
What are you stealing my pen?
Nothing like being prepared.
Nothing like being prepared.
It was
okay. Well, let's just talk amongst ourselves.
No, I'm sorry. I had a pad right there. I don't know.
God, oh, Ken.
Damn it. So,
how you doing?
I think we should get the witch doctor to find his pad.
We should. Anyways, there was big news in the World Superbike field.
So big, he couldn't even keep it on his notepad.
No, that I have. There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, remember at Phillips Island, remember we went back and we talked about all the wrecks in the Moto 3 class, right? At Phillips Island when
yes.
they raced there?
Yeah, well, yeah, with like 10 wrecks on the first lap.
Yeah,
right?
And John McPhee got hurt really bad. I remember his
that.
First
He's
name.
The one that got run over, right?
That's why I was looking for my notes because I couldn't remember his first name, right? John McPhee. Anyways, John McPhee just got cleared to be able to fly to go back to England. He's been in Australia this whole time.
Wow.
Right?
It must have been pretty bad.
He was pretty bad, but he's talking about making a return because motorcycle races are just damn tough.
Yeah.
And
a bit crazy, you have to be.
And insane. He's only 22. I remember the name being around for a while, but he's only 22.
I think you're thinking of either a parent. There was another McPhee.
Okay, maybe there was another McPhee that I was thinking about. He's been around since 2010.
Okay, well, that's
a while, right?
He was young.
Yeah. But long story short, someone long, I'm glad that he's up and moving, and I had no idea he was still down there. He must have been really
screwed
up.
I never heard that. I mean, this was probably, 4 months ago?
No.
About two.
No, it was more than 2 months ago. It's December now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's first part of December.
Is there October they raced there? 3 months? Three? Right?
This is Moto 3, right?
Moto 3.
So it has been towards the first part of October.
Whatever. It's been a while, right? Mm-hmm. It has been a while. So I just thought that was a little bit of good news that he's like well and traveling and stuff. And we did take the time to talk about all the wrecks at that track.
Well, I did read somewhere that when he got out of the hospital down there and he was, I guess, walking up to the going through the track area there to pick up some of his personal items in there, Valentino Rossi rode up next to him and kicked him in the leg.
Kicked him over?
Yeah.
Hey, got the way.
That's the way it usually works.
That's the way Rossi is about it.
That's the way he rolls.
That's when you're on top, right? The world is your toilet. So let's jump over to World Superbike. They came out with a thing the other day, and it said they were going to change some of the rules regarding pits and stuff like that. So they came out with... like six changes. One, I really don't have any idea what it is. They said we're going to have slight changes that have been carried out in the sporting rules concerning mainly the meanings of signal flags and riders' behaviors. They've had a little problems with the signal flags.
Uh-huh.
Guys passing under yellow and stuff. So they're
passing, or the blue, not respecting the blue flag.
Not respecting the blue. So they're going to tune them up a little bit.
Okay, maybe they're just going to change the penalties for not doing it because the rules, I don't think they're going to change any of the flags.
They're going to increase the penalties.
Right, that makes sense.
Right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. They're also going to say there will be two wild card slots allocated to each event.
Yeah, I read that and I was surprised by that it was only two, and they actually said you could it could be determined up to 6 months in advance or something.
Well, you have to have your notification that you're going to do it 90 days in advance for an overseas
event. Which is ridiculous because you don't know if someone's going to get injured and you want to, right?
Yeah, and that's 3 months.
Right.
That's a long time.
Or unless they're only thinking, maybe people that are going to wild card, so they would be local riders. Maybe that's what they're thinking, not replacement riders, so...
Okay, I'm going to skip over a couple things, and we'll get back to it. Right?
Yeah, because most of them don't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, the other one is that I believe it's Super Sport now.
Super Sport 600.
Yes, Super Sport 600 will welcome an introduction of flag-to-flag races, meaning we will see Super Sport motorcycles change tires during a race when conditions change. Right. So they're not going to end it. Right. I thought this was the big news other than what we're going to talk about next.
No, because Super Sport 600 doesn't, for a lot of the world, especially the U.S., which is what matters.
We don't get to see.
We don't get to see Super Sport 600.
Yeah, but I just thought for that, for a change in that. And and if you missed it while we're talking about 600, looks like PJ Jacobson's going to be on the MV Agusta team next year, not a Honda.
Super Sport 1000.
I'm sorry, Super Sport 1000. Mm-hmm. So he'll be on an MV Agusta team, not a Honda.
Yeah, I think everyone was thinking he was going to Honda.
I thought he was going
well,
to Honda.
Well, everybody would have wished he was going to Honda.
I wished he was going
to Honda. He's going to MV Agusta, which is probably going to mean he's going to disappear.
Or
that's what it's
going to mean. MV Agusta thinks he's the second coming of Agostini. There's always that. There's always that.
Fingers crossed.
Here's the big change, and we're going to need like a scorecard and a couple beers and a few other things. It says the formation of the race grid for race two will now
be... You start by saying, Phil, no changes to the way that people qualify for race
qualifying
one.
Qualifying stays the same. Race one, you get your qualifying spot. Race two. Race two here. The front three rows will be affected in the following way. This is just for race two. Race one will be what we're normally used to. So the top three riders move back to row three. So if you win the race, you're starting in row three.
Well,
but it gets worse.
If you finish on the podium, you start in row three.
You finish on the podium, you get in row three. And first
that's really reward, you know, accomplishment.
And first and third have their position start reverse. Start positions reverse. So if you win the race, you're not starting seventh, you're starting ninth.
Right.
You're starting back at row three.
Right.
Good God.
Yes. Which is going to be an S show. I mean, I guess maybe they're trying to do away with people doubling up on the weekend, or trying to make more exciting races.
Here's what you
have to pass more people.
Here's what's really going on. If you at the very bottom of this list of rule changes, and no one's noticed but me, is that now everyone who rides and races, and whether you finish your wreck out, you get a participation trophy.
Oh yeah, you're
right. Yep, you're probably right.
So riders who finish fourth, fifth, and sixth get promoted to the front row. Riders who finish 7th, 8th, and 9th will start in the second row. So if you're taking the number one guy and putting him all the way back, why aren't you putting the number nine guy all the way forward? You're going to be putting, in World Superbike, you're going to be putting...
I can tell you why they're not doing that, but anyway.
Because they'll get run over.
They'll get run over, exactly.
Right? You're putting...
It's still a good chance some of them will get run over as it is. Mm-hmm.
This might be worse than CRT.
It's stupid rule. It's just a stupid rule that I can't imagine... You know, you could say, well, they want to create tougher racing and everything. No, what you're going to do is create more pressure for your fastest riders to push on through slower riders.
And I don't see what you gain, right? Right. They're going to be abusing, or they're running the tires.
And there's not going to be any incentive for these guys to move over because they still want to try to win.
And I'm wondering...
Right, because they're thinking, hey, man, I'm starting first.
Well, you just
grid.
Created an incentive to finish off the podium. In race one, if you know I can't win this race, right?
Right.
You got a guy who's way out in front.
I'm going to try and get fourth.
I'm going to try and get fourth because then on race two, I'll be on the pole position.
Right. Right. And if you're first, you try and go for the 25 points.
Yeah.
If you're first, you're getting dumped to ninth.
Right. But you know how many races there have been where the number one guy, right, and I'm thinking Chaz Davies was so far ahead, no one was going to catch him. And you had Sykes and Rhea competing for second spot, right? Now, will it be that, like, okay, there's no way we're going to catch him, right? So I can either get my 16 points for third place.
Or try it for 25 tomorrow.
Or try, right, and take the fourth, drop a few, 3 points. I'm only giving up 3 points to drop from third to fourth, right? Take that. With the hopes that we can correct the problem that I foresee with the bike and take 25 the next day,
right.
Giving me a total of 38 points for the weekend, or I could just sit there and do this and get knocked back.
Knowing that Chaz Davies now has to battle 8 bikes before he can get up front.
So where's the guy who finished fourth? Where's he actually sitting?
Pole position.
He'll be pole position.
Pole position.
Yep. Fourth is pole, fifth is middle front line, sixth is right front line. Seventh, eighth, and ninth. So you're actually putting the slowest rider in front of the race winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy in ninth place is
the
actually...
The guy in ninth place is going to be
directly, ahead of the
front of the pole sitter.
Oh, the guy, no, not necessarily the pole sitter. The guy that won race one.
I'm sorry, the guy that won race one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you put
the guy who's proven he's got the race pace faster than anybody
right,
else who
so
won the race.
So you're putting the slowest guy in front of him.
Yeah, I don't know in God's name what the logic is. I've never seen anything like this. Maybe in there's some other racing and some other series.
I've never heard like of anything this, like that. I mean, not even for...
Where they're doing
I mean,
that.
Except for you. The only time I've ever heard of anything this dumb
mm-hmm.
is the NASCAR All-Star Race where they reverse the order that you finish because they have all those little mini sprints in it.
I've always thought that when... In the
if
way,
you go to invert the field, a lot invert
of these,
the field.
A lot of these series where whoever... gets the pole and there's two races will have, you know, and the grid positions stay the same for both races. I've always thought that it might be kind of interesting if instead for race two, they gridded in the order they finished the first race.
I'd be okay with that.
Right.
Right? If you wanted to grid based on what they finished.
Yeah, you're being set up for what you won.
Right.
Right.
Or but, if you want to say we're going to invert the entire field.
But this is Dorna's way of trying to say we're going to change the fairness rules.
We want everyone
right?
to
we're
have
gonna,
an ability
we're give,
to compete.
We're going to give those exactly. We're going to give those guys who finished fourth through ninth an advantage over the guys that won the race.
We want you to feel good.
Yeah, I've never in my life seen anything in a points race. I mean, the NASCAR All-Star race isn't for points, right?
The next thing they're going to do is they're going to actually spot them a few seconds.
Right, they're going to drag them. They're going to drag race them.
Yep.
Right? I'm going to give you three lengths. I'm going to give you...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're going to change the grid so that the guy who's
right.
fastest... So that everybody... Why not do a Le Mans start then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Run out to the bikes, jump on them.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd kind of almost would be better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it would be better than this.
What's scary about this is our buddies there at Moto America who say we want to race like what they do. I hope Moto America doesn't do this.
Yeah, no, I hope not.
I think this is a disaster.
I give it one season, if that.
I don't even think it'll make the entire season.
I can't imagine. I mean, manufacturers are not going to be happy.
Yes, they will be if their guy finished fourth through ninth.
Yeah, but right.
Think about some of the makes out there that's
Honda,
right.
That's putting Honda starting on the pole a lot.
Well, with the new Fireblade, maybe that's it'll help them.
It might.
I don't know.
But they might not need it.
I don't know.
Why shouldn't the best riders on the best bikes?
Well, why should
they be disadvantaged because they're
here have a second qualifying session and have two different poles if that's what you want. You don't want the same guy starting a pole.
Here's your participation trophy.
Yeah, I kind of feel that same way. Mm-hmm. I don't like agreeing with Warren.
Okay, let's not then.
Okay,
you're full of it, Warren.
I'm all for this. Yeah. Anyways, those were the important things of the stuff. There's other news and stuff that I don't really care about.
Good.
But I thought that was the important stuff. We'll be back next week. Who knows? Hopefully my co-host here will understand that we're going to start the show right after the Facebook Live thing is serious
now.
I'm going to train you guys. We'll be back next week.